Just to confirm, Jackie Dean has reconfirmed that she will be speaking at 10 o'clock this morning. Just to bring you up to speed, comment made by Simon Bridges 5 years ago, not at her, not to her, she just overheard it allegedly, went and complained, was dealt with by Bill English. She somehow finds it necessary to be front. Unless there's something new that everyone's missed here, that we're all going to go, oh my God, no one knew that. But I mean, to sort of stump back up 5 years later next to Judith Collins, I have no idea. But anyway, caucus starts at 9 o'clock this morning, so it seems to be all on. Former National MP Jonathan Coleman's with us. Morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Glad you're out.
Oh, well, look, I mean, this is just a mess, isn't it? I mean, at a time when New Zealanders are struggling with COVID, this is the most important thing for the Nats to be talking about. Look, it's very disappointing for party supporters, and there'll be a lot of very angry people out there who want to support the party, but they see this and they just think, what the hell is going on?
So explain that to us. You've been inside the party. How does a party find itself, not specifically in this, but just generally in this predicament, not doing what they should be doing?
Well, look, I think what happens in opposition, you go into this downward spiral as everyone looks for answers. And look, it happened to Labor too. Eventually, it doesn't feel like it today, the party will come out of it. But, you know, there's a lot of ambitious people and oppositions can end up tearing themselves apart. And very sadly, that's what's happening at the moment. And, you know, they're losing sight of the fact that, look, actually, people don't care what's happening inside the National Party. They're worried about COVID. They're worried about their businesses, you know, getting back to normal life, travelling. And this just shows at the moment, I'm afraid, that the party is just not ready for government. That's the conclusion people draw. And that's not good because we need a really strong opposition. And these guys have got to get their act together very, very quickly.
What's your view on Judith?
Look, Judith is a talented person, but look, you cannot lead by just eliminating all opposition, getting rid of Muller, getting rid of Nick Smith, now trying to get rid of Simon Bridges. You really have to, unfortunately, question the judgment. She's made a great contribution at times, but this is not a great day for Judith or for the party, unfortunately.
Do you know of the Jackie Dean story, the comment made by Bridges? Is this infamous within the National Party ranks?
No, never heard of it. And I would have been in Parliament at the time because I was there while Bill was the leader. So I don't know what Jackie Dean's going to say today, but look, I don't think anyone's going to be covered in glory by this, quite frankly. But no, never heard of this at all. No one has. And look, you know, just texting with one or two people last night, senior MPs totally blindsided by this, don't have any idea what's going on about it, but are very, very disappointed at the time when the Nats should be getting traction that, you know, we're focusing on this sort of some comment from 5 years ago, which frankly I think would be hard to legally verify anyway. You know, who said to what to whom about what? Look, most reasonable people just wouldn't care, I don't think, and it just really shows that the terrible state the party's got itself into.
But this is the problem I can't understand. So Jackie Dean's going to front with Judith Collins today. So no matter what happens, she sides with Judith. Simon Bridges is thrown as toys. Simon O'Connor's thrown as toys. So you've got open warfare in the party now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're tearing themselves apart. Look, I mean, this is a great party which still has a future, but I thought for a while that there's actually a risk about its future viability the way these guys are going. And look, for the sake of the country and their supporters, they need to actually, you know, pull it together and focus on the really important issues now. I mean, the government's just raced through this COVID legislation. The Nats should be talking about that. And then instead they're talking about something that happened at a party five years ago with Jackie Dean. And look, it's pathetic, frankly.
Exactly.
And very sad thing. So many Nats national supporters are going, hey, look, why do I bother?
That's a fair point.
That's the feedback. And my mates are saying, look, I'd love to vote for the Nats, but I'm going to have to vote for ACT at the next election.
Well, that's one of the beneficiaries. Who would you vote for? You wouldn't vote for Collins today. Who would you vote for? Who needs? Is it about the leadership? If you put a decent leader in, would that solve the problem? And if you would, who's that leader?
Look, it's going to start turning it around. Look, they've got to look at it very seriously. I tell you who is an impressive guy who, when you hear him speak, actually gives you some insight rather than just some slogan like, we've got to cut red tape, blah, blah, blah. Luxon, actually, look, he may not be the complete package, but he's got a contribution to make. And personally, at the moment, I see he's the only guy that can really galvanise the base there, and it might just be time for him to step up. There's never any ideal time in politics, Mike, but he's a guy with the talent. And look, at the moment, they're looking at How can they get back to 35% at the next election? It's if you look at that centre-right bloc, ACT and National, they're at about 43%. Labour plus a couple of Maori MPs and the Greens, they're at about 50-51%. So, you know, they've got to hold the fort so that people like, you know, my mates out in the community can think, well, actually, I will vote National. So it's at that level. So I think they've got to seriously look at him. Yep, there's others there, but look, quite frankly, if the others haven't come through by now, the time has probably passed.
Good insight, Jonathan. Appreciate your time very much. Jonathan Coleman, former Cabinet Minister for the National Government, National Party, of course.